You've probably thought about using video in your sales and marketing, but have you ever considered using it for your internal communications as well? There's some great ways you can use video to streamline onboarding, training, and other activities you might do with your team. In this episode, we're going to discuss some of those right after this. Welcome back to Watch Time. Bill, you know, I feel like on this podcast, we have spent a lot of time talking about how to use video for marketing and sales. And that's all really important. I think that's really top of mind when people are thinking about doing video. They're thinking about video for in their social media, maybe for their website, things like that. But I think that everybody also forgets that there's another great way to use video, which is for internal purposes, because, you know, you're trying to educate your customers, but you're also trying to educate and train and onboard and do all these things internal. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if that's the way people want to learn, then why not take advantage of that internally too?
Yeah, I think that's a great point. I think a lot of times when people are thinking about video and like, how can we leverage video for our, you know, our marketing and our sales, because they want to generate more revenue, like get more leads, generate more revenue, close more deals. And what they really don't think about using video internally for their in-house team is if you can help your team perform better, you actually are creating efficiency within your company. And that in and of itself is going to really help you save money. So it's another way to maximize your revenue stream. And I think, you know, what comes to mind, like you were saying, like I think of the HR department right off the bat. You know, you know, I'm sure many people that are watching or listening to this have had that where they've gotten onboarded with a company, whether it be big company, small company, and you get all these documents thrown at you and you have to read through all these things, you know, employee handbooks, and you have to read through, you know, medical options and like retirement options. And it's like, what if that could be a video? What if you could have somebody, you know, that preferred to learn with video and fully could understand that? Like, what if you could record it? They could sit down, watch it, then make a better decision. And I think that's one place right there, right off the bat, onboarding, like you're saying. You know, what is the process? And even I think if, you know, you think about some companies, they'll have like onboarding meetings. Well, you're taking up another person's time from HR where they could be doing other tasks. And then you try to like batch onboard. I've worked for a company before, they batch onboarded us. They're like, hey, it's the end of the month. You got hired, you know, right, you know, at this point, but we actually won't have onboarding until the end of next month. So we don't need you for 3-4 weeks. Well, now that company is down that employee for another 3 to 4 weeks while they're waiting for everybody to come in to be onboarded.
Yeah.
And that HR representative could be working on hiring new people or like helping people with get their benefits lined up. But instead, they're in this onboarding meeting. That could be a video.
That happened to my friend. They had to wait to start their new job and do all the training at once. And then they actually did more training than they really should have, because of the way the schedule fell. And so that was just kind of confusing and kind of a waste of time. And I'm also thinking about, you know, I think bigger companies maybe have caught on to this a little bit sooner. I also know my friend is a pharmacist, and during the pandemic, she volunteered to work part-time giving vaccinations at a major drug retailer company. And so she had to come in, and she could do it since this was not her main job. Like, she could do it at any time because it was all through video, like a video orientation. And in her short time she was there, I mean, she learned not only how to do her job, but the values of the company and kind of what they stand for. So it was like a really efficient way to get her caught up at her convenience and be able to hire all these people in a very short amount of time. So I think, you know, larger companies use this, but it could provide a lot of value for a small company where time is also of the essence and training takes a lot of time.
True. I mean, and also like with smaller business, like such as our business, for example, there's only a small number of us on the team. We're not like a big corporation that's got, you know, 200 plus people and has an HR department. So you really, what you're doing is you're taking managers and owners that are wearing multiple hats, and you're having them create onboarding, and you're having them go and onboard employees, or you're taking somebody who's on your team and pulling them off a project and letting them help with onboarding. And if you had a video in place, you know, you could really have that person watch, get most of the information they needed, whether it be, you know, for things that they had to fill out for starting the job, that's HR requirements, whether it be training for their position that they're going to be going into. Maybe it's just training on like what they can expect day to day, like where's the time clock at? You know, how do you go and put your hours in, things like that. And then after they get done with that, then you can have them work with maybe somebody on staff. So it allows your staff to be able to keep working and allows your team to keep doing what they're doing and still allows them to learn. So it may be a little bit of an initial upfront investment, I feel like, and that might be the thought process for a small business owner. I have to hire a video crew to come in and record this, but you know, it's going to save you time in the long run. And this is probably a video that unless there's some major change in your HR policies or in your onboarding, it'll probably be able to stick around for 5, 6, 7 years before you have to go back and replace a section of it.
Yeah. Think about all the time that that's going to save you and your team over 5 years. And also, it's not only saving time, but just making sure that everybody gets the same message is important too. You know, that everybody's being onboarded and trained the same way, because if you're having, you know, just the HR team or different managers, like different people, everybody's going to teach differently. So they may touch on some things and forget other things, or, you know, reiterate an older process that's been updated. So it's just one way to really control all the information.
Well, one thing I think that's worth mentioning, and, you know, for anybody who's watching or listening, you know, if you're a small business owner, if you're in charge of a team and you're thinking like, well, we don't have the budget to bring in a video production company to do this. But you could still get strategic with tools that you could be using right now for a small fee or maybe even for free. And this, what comes to my mind is thinking of a tool like Vidyard or Loom or Soapbox by Wistia, where you can go and record your screen and you could simply, as the HR professional or as the, you know, the boss or of a small business, or even as somebody who's maybe in charge of a department, whether it be marketing or sales or whatever, you can walk somebody through using these tools, recording your screen, recording you, you know, make it a blanketed thing like, hey, welcome to the company. I want to take you through how to fill out your timesheet. Mm-hmm. Here's where this is. And then you do that. And then you could do one, hey, welcome to the company. You know, glad that you're, you know, part of the marketing team. I want to show you where you can find all the passwords to get logged in to be able to use all of our tools. And then those things can literally live on your website, or they could live in a document that you share as part of onboarding. And then you just tell people, hey, go through, watch these videos so you know where everything is. And the best part is a lot of these tools allow you to track back-end metrics. So if somebody says, yeah, I watched that video, well, you can go back and look and be like, well, according to this, you only watched 20% of that video.
You can catch them.
Yeah, so you need to go finish it so you know what's going on. So that's an affordable way for somebody to be able to do that. Because I do think oftentimes people think video production company and, you know, though it would be great to have something professionally produced because it's going to look better, it's going to have a better viewer experience, and it might create a better chance for your viewer to actually complete it. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do that. And yeah. I do think that those other tools are fundamental tools that can be used to do that.
Yeah. Even on some of the smaller tasks, how do you use a system? How do you use your time card? Things like that.
I mean, we've used it for internal. I've done that where like we've had to make changes to something. Mm-hmm. And rather than jumping on a phone call with like our editor or something like that, I was able to just record my screen and say, this section here needs to be changed out. Here's the website where I need you to go pull this color from here. And you can actually draw on the screen and circle things. And I think that that's a great way to like explain something to someone. And I know the feedback that I had gotten from the editor for that was like, that was really easy to understand. I knew exactly what you needed me to do and change. And I didn't have to waste any of my time jumping on a phone call where I'm going to have to be like, okay, pull up your browser and go here. Do you see this over here? Do you see that? Mm-hmm. Like, it just made it a lot more streamlined.
Yeah, because when you think of the alternative, I mean, especially things that are like processes, I feel like there's times, you know, you're scrambling notes. You're like step one, step two, and then inevitably you run into another question while you're actually doing it. And then you have to email somebody or call somebody, where the great thing about video is you can watch that video as many times as you need and always reference it going back to.
And I think it's important too, like, I think for company morale too, like I think that it's a great tool using that Vidyard or that Loom where you can actually record a video for somebody specifically and say, hey, just watch this project, or hey, just saw what you did with this. Great work. Just wanted to thank you for that. Client's really happy. And I think it means a little bit more, and you could see the expression in people's face. I know I sent one out the 1 year for like Thanksgiving, and that was a nice thing. Like just like, hey, just want to thank everyone for all the hard work. So there's a lot of other things you could do that, you know, are just helping improve employee morale.
I would think that'd be helpful too in today's work environment where people are remote and a lot of I would think I feel like more and more people are working with team members who are not in their time zone. So maybe you want to leave someone a nice message or instructions or whatever it is for them to view at a later time, and you don't have to worry about actually scheduling a meeting because who has time to schedule another meeting? I feel like everybody's
True.
days are really locked up with meetings. So it provides some flexibility there.
Yeah, and I just think these are just great ways to start using video and getting out of this mindset of, sales and marketing, but also thinking outside of the box and like, how can I use video in my day-to-day, with my team, or how can I use video to help make my process, my current process easy? I mean, that's something, for someone that's listening, if you have a process that you're going through regularly, and like let's say maybe you're not hiring for your position right now, but you want to be proactive and say, hey, let me record what I do and like explain this. So if we ever hire somebody, I already have a library of how to do these things. And I think that's key, like even for like interns, if you're going to bring interns on, because though, there are a lot of free internships and low paying internships. And so a lot of companies think like, oh, we'll just get a free intern or a low paying intern and they can handle this thing. But you also have to think about like there's still a lot of work to teach them and educate them, and that's going to require your staff. And it's also going to make it where they can't you want them to come in and get a good experience and learn something. And maybe this is something where let's say you teach them how to use a specific software, they can take that with them and use it when they go back to school. Maybe they
Yeah.
can have that link and they can, okay, now I know how to use that when I go to my next job. So it's also providing some value for an intern as well.
Yeah. So I think really just like you said, trying to wrap your mind around how can I substitute maybe a phone call or a few hours of sitting down at the computer together with at least a video to maybe start my team off, and then they can always come to me to learn more.
Yeah, or repetitive tasks. Like how many times do you, we say that with the FAQ videos, how many times as a customer service representative are you teaching somebody the same thing over and over and over again? And it's the same in-house. Like if you get the same questions over and over and over again, why not just have a video? And then now instead of spending, 3 hours a week explaining the same thing, you don't have to spend any time. You just have to spend maybe 10 minutes sending an email saying, watch this video. If you have any more questions beyond this, let me know. That's simple. So there you go.
Well, we hope that information was helpful and got you thinking a little bit about how you can use video to streamline your own business as well. If you're someone in sales or management, consider maybe sharing this with your HR team to help share some ideas and get them thinking too. Thanks for watching.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to Watch Time. We hope you guys enjoyed today's episode.
And remember to like and subscribe so you don't miss future episodes.
And if you want your question answered on our podcast, go to flexmediacle.com/watchtime.